ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set and ready? Because you know what? If you are, so am I. Mighty challenge, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, sports and leisure. Category number 2, the Greek islands. Category number 3, movie quotes. Category number 4, space exploration. Category number 5, Oh Captain, My Captain. All right, sports and leisure, the Greek islands, movie quotes, space exploration. Oh, Captain, My Captain. Who's going to kick us off? Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave. How are you doing?
Well, how's it going?
Well, it's going all right. I haven't heard from you for a while. You've been all right?
Oh, yeah, just a bit busy.
That's all right. That's okay. What do you like here? Sports and leisure, the Greek islands, movie quotes, Oh, Captain, My Captain, space exploration.
Let's try space exploration.
Space exploration. Question number 1. In 1979, Pioneer 11 became the first space probe to reach which planet?
Oh. Pioneer. Was it Mercury?
Not Mercury. No. Thanks, Dave. Well, see ya. Bye-bye. See you, mate. No, it was not Mercury. Heather from Nil. Hello, Heather.
Evening, Phil.
Evening. Question number 1. In 1979, Pioneer 11 became the first space probe to reach which planet? We've knocked out Mercury.
Mars.
Not Mars.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, Heather. See ya. Thank you. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Pretty good. Question number 1. In 1979, Pioneer 11 became the first space probe to reach which planet?
Look, I'll continue the guessing game and go Jupiter.
No, it's not Jupiter.
Say hi,
I see ya. We're going to get there eventually, I suppose, aren't we? Glenn from Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good. In 1979, Pioneer 11 became the first space probe to reach which planet?
Well, they didn't reach it because they didn't only do flyby.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn.
Saturn. Yes, it was. Saturn.
I was just reading about Tony Modra.
Yeah, I know. This is news that the famous place he's had an accident in his truck and is not in good shape.
His cattle truck, he hit a tree. Yeah, he's pretty serious, I reckon.
Yes, no, he's not in good shape. And
it's not far from Victor Harbour.
No, it's not far from Victor Harbour, apparently. That's right.
Yeah.
No, he's had
Stewie, you've probably heard of on the news.
Yeah. No, he's had a Stewie. Oh, Stewie from, he would have.
Stewie from Victor Harbour.
Mm. Yeah. No, I know lots of people sending good wishes to Tony Modra's way.
Yeah, no, good, yeah. He kicked a lot of goals, didn't he?
He did kick a lot of goals.
550 something, 168 games.
Oh, he's a champion player, yeah.
Averaging, three and a half a game,
yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Speaking of the footy, by the way, Frio got up over Geelong after being behind for much of
it. Beauty. Yeah. You wouldn't have seen it.
No, I didn't. I just saw the scoreline, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're a good side.
They are a good side.
No, well, they looked like Geelong were going to race away with it early on.
Yeah, they ran out of steam.
Yeah.
Question 2. What do you want to do, space exploration, or you can move to anywhere else? Oh, Captain
no,
Mike.
I'll go back. I'll try sports and leisure.
Back to sports and...
Well, not back to it. First time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first question.
Oh, question 2, aren't we? Yeah.
Question number 2. Who's Oscar Piastri's English teammate at McLaren?
Oh, Lando Norris.
What's his name?
Lando Norris.
Correct. Yeah, Lando Norris. Correct. Question number 3.
Two in a row. I'm happy with it.
I know. Jane from Homebush had Saturn. Good on you, Jane. Chris from the Nightwatch says, I'm not sure if many people realise that Bonnie Raitt's a really good blues guitarist. Okay. Anyway, I'd say nothing more, but if you want to know more about this, keep listening, because in the last hour of the program, Dave from Dave's Discs will be featuring Bonnie Raitt. Now, Glenn, question three.
I don't even know her. Is that a girl?
You really don't know her.
Yeah, I'm glad there wasn't a jazz category.
Question number three, sports and leisure. That's where we are. If you like, you can move.
Yeah, we'll stay there.
Question number three, sports and leisure. After the United States of America, Australia and Germany, which European country has won the most gold medals in Olympic swimming?
Oh, America, Australia.
Germany.
Germany. Netherlands.
Not the Netherlands. No.
Okay.
See you, Glenn. No, it's not the Netherlands. Where are we? Roz in Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
I have to stay with this evil question, don't I?
You do, yes. Sports and leisure. After the USA, Australia and Germany, which European country has won the most gold medals in Olympic swimming?
I know. Okay, let's go I was going to say Pommies. Let's go the British.
No, it's not the British. No.
Yeah, I know. No, I was stabbed in the dark.
Not a land of swimmers. Okay, Roz, thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. Joe from Mudgee. G'day, Joe.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question number three, sports and leisure. After the USA, Australia and Germany, which European country has won the most gold medals in Olympic swimming?
Oh, that's a bloody doozy, isn't it, Phil?
It's not the Netherlands and it's not Britain.
Oh, let's go something random like Hungary.
Correct. Very good. Did that come out of nowhere?
Well, I was trying to think of, any kind of random country. And, like, I know that there's a lot of Nordic countries. I don't know if they do a lot of swimming, a lot of skiing. But, yeah, I got a mate that he went to Hungary a couple of months ago. So, sort of came out of that.
Well, as we know, Hungary's powerhouse in lots of sports, actually. Question number four, sports and leisure. Otherwise, you can move.
Oh, let's stay there.
Which two positions cover the least amount of the court in a game of netball?
Least amount? That'd be the goalkeeper and the goal shooter.
Correct. Yeah. The goalkeeper and the goal shooter, who basically don't do anything except defend and shoot.
And they shoot, don't they?
Defend and shoot, that's right. Question number five. We're in sports and leisure. Annette from Perth had Hungary. Good on you. Marie from Altona, obviously a netballer, had the shooter and goalkeeper too. Question number five, sports and leisure, if you like.
Yeah, let's stay there.
Jermaine Isako, the NRL's highest point scorer for 2025, currently plays for which club?
Oh, the Dolphins.
Yes. The Dolphins. Jermaine Isako is a Dolphins player. Very nice.
The right choice. He's come to Storm next year.
Ah, okay. You're a Storm supporter, Joe?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Well, he'll be an acquisition, I would think.
He's a very talented young boy.
Question number six: sports and leisure. One left here, if you like.
Yep. Let's go.
Which Australian player was named Player of the Series for the 2025-26 Ashes Series?
Oh, I'm not a big cricket fan, Phil. I will say Steve Smith.
Not Steve Smith, no. Sorry, Joe. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not Steve Smith. Okay. Joke. Chris on the Southern Waters says, Phil, how could anyone not know that Bonnie Raitt's an excellent guitarist? Well, Chris, you can end this debate with Dave in the last hour of the program. I don't think anyone was saying she wasn't, if you know what I mean. There was just an observation that she was, that's all. Everyone's being very positive here, Chris, about the matter. Jeremy says, Phil, could you please do a shout out to my son Gus, who turns 13 today? He's asleep, but we'll listen back to the podcast. Good on you, Jeremy. Hey, Gus, happy birthday. 13. You're starting to be a big boy. You've turned the corner into young manhood. Good luck, Gus. Good on you. All right, Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz.
G'day there. How you going?
Pretty good. Question number six, sports and leisure. Which Australian player was named player of the series for the 2025-26 Ashes?
Hazelwood?
Not Hazelwood, no. Sorry, Loz, no. Not Josh Hazelwood. Alrighty, 1-300-800-222 is the number if you'd like to call. Jason from Morwell. Hello, Jason.
How's it going, Phil?
Pretty good, yeah.
That's good.
Who are we after here?
Would be Travis Head.
Not Travis Head.
Okay.
No, thanks, mate. No, not Travis Head. Anybody got the answer here? Not too many, no. Karen from Mullumbimby, that's not correct either. Scott from Blacktown. Hi, Scott.
G'day, mate. How you
going? Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Question six, sports and leisure. Which Australian player was named player of the series for the 2025-26 Ashes?
Any chance of changing topics?
No, zero chance.
I'll have to go. I'll go Clarkey.
No. No. Nope. Sorry, that's not going to work for us either. Peter in Ballarat. G'day, Pete.
G'day. How you going, Phil?
Yeah, pretty good. Question number six, sports and leisure. Which Australian player was named player of the series for the 2025-26 Ashes?
I'm a quiz newbie. I don't think I'll be here very long, but I'm going to say Mitchell Starc.
Correct. Yes. Chuck one down. Boom.
Bowled him.
Gone. Bowled.
Yes.
How
had
good.
A great,
how
had good. A great. Had a great series.
He had a great series, didn't he? He worked his backside off, and gee, I tell you what a series. Good on him. Mitchell Starc. Question number seven. We're in sports. Colin from Boolaroo had that. Mark from Waverton, Sam from Adelaide. A few people piling in at last. Thank you. Chipper on King Island. G'day, Chipper. Had Mitchell Starc. All righty, question number seven. Well, that's it for sports and leisure. So...
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Greek islands, movie quotes, Oh, Captain, My Captain, or Space Exploration.
Movie quotes, please.
Movie quotes. Question number seven. Fist My Bump is a quote from which 2026 blockbuster?
I haven't been to the movies in years. Better move on, Phil. Thank you, mate.
See you, Peter. Bye-bye. why my text is here's a text. Why don't I ever get mentioned for my answers? But you don't even say who you are. I have no idea either. Bill from Parks, Nathan Lyon. No. Hi Phil. Are there any listeners from Geelong who can assist on getting a signed photo of Bailey Smith for a 7-year-old disabled boy? Oh, look, I'm sure there are. You don't say who you are. If you're sending us a text, then tell us who you are so we can talk. Look, if that's the case, if you're after that, I'm sure the club would help you. I'm sure the club would help you. Get a hold of the media PR people at the Geelong Football Club. They're good people. I'm sure they'll help you out. 1-300-800-222 is the... Oh, Lee in Brisbane. Sorry, Lee, you've just put your name there. Lee... Like if you approach the club, write them an email and explain the situation. I wouldn't think there'd be any problem at all in getting a signed photo of Bailey Smith at all. Question number seven with his headband in place. He excites strong emotions, Bailey Smith. Not entirely sure why. He's a brilliant player. Melissa from St Albans. G'day.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm really well, yeah. I'm really well. Question number seven. We're in movie quotes. Fist My Bump is a quote from a 2026 blockbuster movie. Which one?
Oh, my God. I watched this the other day. It's Project Hail Mary. Oh, my God.
It is.
Has to be.
Call it Fist Bump, by the way. What's that? Fist my bum. No, it's fist bum. It's not the same.
Marge from Ballarat had Project Hail Mary. Tim Thread Tape from Cessnock says, why don't I ever get mentioned for my answers? Well, there you go, Tim. Hey, Melissa, question number eight. You can stay with movies if you like, or you can go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll stay with movies, thanks.
Quote, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse, is a famous quote from which movie?
I think it's Scarface.
Not Scarface. Sorry, Melissa. Thank you. Not Scarface. No. Luke from Brisbane. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Phil. When the Swannies have a bye, do you have an NRL team?
I do pretty well. We do pretty well in byes, you know. We've always gone well. I keep an eye on most things. I'm in a bit of a kind of online thing with the in-laws and other family members about the World Cup at the moment, Luke. So I'm trying to sound as though I'm informed.
The app's pretty good. I'm finding the app's pretty handy for just saying what's going on.
Yeah. I express it. See, I'm not exactly a massive well of knowledge about the matter, Luke.
Either am I. I was looking up what a corner was the other day.
I said to someone in the gym this morning, I said, Mbappe, goal of the tournament, you know, authoritatively, as though I sound as though I know what I'm talking about. Oh, dear. Got a torrent of abuse, you know, what would I know, blah, blah, blah. I said, people, it's all right. All righty, question number eight. We're in movie quotes. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse is a famous quote from which movie?
Sounds like Clint Eastwood. Something Clint, I don't know. I can't think of a Clint Eastwood film off the top of my head. I'll just leave that as a clue for someone else maybe.
Thank you, Luke. See ya.
Thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. Stephanie from Carnarvon. Hi, Stephanie.
No, I have nothing.
Nothing?
No, nothing. Is it not?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. You've heard this. You've heard this quote, haven't you?
Yeah, lots of times, but it's not The Godfather.
Sorry, do you have an answer?
Godfather?
Correct. The Godfather, yes. It is Marlon Brando from The Godfather, remember?
You look, Carol. What's it eat? I want you to rest well in a month from now. This Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, what a performance. What a performance. Mm-hmm. Question number nine, Stephanie. We're in movie quotes, but you can move to the Greek islands if you like. Space exploration or Oh, Captain, My Captain?
No, we'll stay with movie quotes.
Staying with movie quotes.
Yeah.
Someone said you should have put a marshmallow in your mouth when you read the question, Phil, and then people would have got the answer. Yeah, that's true. All righty, question number nine, movie quotes. What's the famous last line of 1939's The Wizard of Oz?
There's no place like home.
Correct. Very good.
Yes, I'm ready now. Then close your eyes and tap your heels together three times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Yes.
Moving on.
What's that?
Moving on. What's the next question, Phil?
The next question is question number 10. Movie quotes, if you like.
Yep.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, that's Terminator 2.
Correct.
Yeah.
Nice work. You've got these down, Pat. No troubles. No troubles at all.
It doesn't really matter what line it is. It's all because I say every goddamn line wrong because of my accent. I had different quarters with I'll be back. What is this with the tongue? I say this sounds kind of weird. It's not strong enough. I say I want to say I will be back, and he says, what does the goddamn script say? And I say, it says I'll be back. He says, then say I'll be back. Goddamn it. All of this stuff is kind of said with an accent that people just thought this is funny. That's what then makes it kind of memorable. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes. All right, question number 11. Last one in movie quotes. You're good at these, Stephanie. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, yep, one more.
In which 2003 Pixar film would you hear the line, just keep swimming?
Nemo. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo, correct.
Hey, Mr. Grumpy Gills. When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dorino singing.
Dory. I love to swim in.
Dory.
When you want to swim, you want
see,
to
see, I'm gonna
keep
get stuck
on.
Now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
Sorry indeed. All right, Deb in Hobart wants to move to the Greek Islands. Good on you, Deb. I hope it works out for you. Tim from Cessnock says, Phil, I've just finished my 10th straight 12-hour shift underground. What? Shout out to the few boys from the crew, Wade, Tyler and Anthony. There you go, Tim. Now, question number 12, you've got to move somewhere now, Stephanie. So the Greek Islands, space exploration, or Oh, Captain, My Captain?
Oh, Captain, My Captain.
Captain Hastings is the sidekick of which fictional detective?
Unsure. No, I'm out, I think.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Anyway, thank you for having a crack. You did well for On the Trot. Darcy in Melbourne. Hello, Darcy.
There you go.
Not bad. I'm pretty good. Question number 12. We're in Oh, Captain, My Captain. Captain Hastings is the sidekick of which fictional detective?
Bugger. I was calling in for the movie quote.
Yes.
Sherlock Holmes. I'm not trying, Yeah.
It knocks one out, doesn't it?
Thanks. We'll get it over with.
Thanks, Darcy. Bye-bye. Get it over with, yes. It's not Sherlock Holmes. Lewis in Capel's got the right answer. Karen in Sydney, that's correct, yes. Lorella, no, it's not Sherlock Holmes. Harry in the Bay has got the right answer. What about John from Joondalup? G'day, John.
G'day.
Question 12. Oh, Captain, My Captain. Captain Hastings is the sidekick of which fictional detective?
Probably. The only sort of movies I know that sort of the Agatha Christie ones, that Hercule Poirot, that the little guy with the mo.
Hercule Poirot is correct. Very good.
I am Hercule Poirot. Yes, madam.
Oh, you're not a bit how I thought you'd be.
Hercule Poirot is a private detective. Do they think they can get rid of Hercule Poirot like that, huh? No! No! This sort of air is intended for birds and little furry things. The lungs of Hercule Poirot demand something more substantial. The good air of the town.
Yes, indeed, they do. All right, question 13, John. We're in Oh, Captain, My Captain. You can stay. If you want to move, you can stay here if you like.
I'll try to stay in it, I guess, yep.
Stay. Oh, Captain, My Captain. All right. Question number 13. I'm the captain now is a quote for which 2013 Tom Hanks movie?
I think we might
move on here, John. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Atticus from Sorrento. Hi, Atticus. How you doing?
John. Can you say the question again, please?
Yeah. I'm the captain now is a quote from which 2013 Tom Hanks movie?
That's Captain Phillips.
It is Captain Phillips, yes.
We got a problem. We pushed the ship too hard. We're off the grid. That means the computer's now offline.
Captain.
The ship's broken.
Captain, no one get hurt if you don't play no game.
The ship's broken. We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy. Hey!
Look at me.
Sure. Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Yes, I'm the captain now. Alrighty, question 14. We know Captain, my captain.
Can we go to space exploration?
We can go to space exploration. Question number 14. Which astronaut flew 66 combat missions during the Korean War before joining the Apollo 11 mission?
Was that Chuck? Chuck Yeager?
Not Chuck Yeager, no. Sorry, Atticus, no, it's not Chuck Yeager, no. John from Shenton Park texting and saying, by the way, Phil, Johnny Weissmuller of Tarzan fame was born in Hungary but swam for America in the Olympics. He won 5 gold medals and interestingly was also married 5 times. I knew he'd won gold medals. I didn't know he was married 5 times. Thank you, John. Gee, that's a real triumph of hope over experience. 5 times. I don't know the circumstances of it all. Chris says, if you'd said Captain Hastings in a Poirot accent, then everyone would have got it too. Oh, yeah, well. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Things are pretty good. All things considered, it's been a pretty good week, month. We've got a bye this week, so things are good, going well that way.
Well, Fremantle won.
I know. Frio, I didn't think they were, because Geelong, I thought, had them, but not to be. They only won by a squeak in the end, 9 points. But
9 points is a win's a win.
Oh, no. I'm not taking away from them. No, it's good. Yeah. No. 14-6 to 14-15, Frio over Geelong. So Frio maintain their place at the top of the table. There we go. They've got to lose eventually, Dave.
Well, I just hope they don't win on the last day in September. Sorry.
Did you say, Dave? I was going to say, you're from Perth. You're not even cheering. Oh, well, if you don't want to barrack for the Dockers, that's fine.
I started a little bit. I hope they win on the last. I hope they don't lose on the last day in September.
On the last day in September, yes.
That's what I was meant to say.
Yeah. Well, there's a long way to go, Dave. So let's see. Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed.
Glenn from Penrith says, by the way, did Jane know about Tarzan's 4 other wives? I don't know. I don't know why Johnny Weissmuller had such a checkered romantic history. Dave, question 14. We're in space exploration. Which astronaut flew 66 combat missions during the Korean War before joining the Apollo 11 mission?
I'd say either Armstrong or Aldrin. Let's go Armstrong. Neil.
It wasn't Neil Armstrong.
Oh, it wasn't.
Sorry, Dave. Thank you. It wasn't Neil Armstrong. Sam from Harvey. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Question 14, space exploration. Which astronaut flew 66 combat missions during the Korean War before joining the Apollo 11 mission?
Yeah, I was going to say Neil Armstrong too, but I'm wrong. No, I wouldn't have a clue, Philip.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. Thank you. Good on you. Bye-bye. That's okay. Lorella says maybe Johnny Weissmuller liked wedding cake as much as Liz Taylor. Martin says, I know Frio's already lost a game in round one. That's right. All I meant was their run has been pretty astonishing since then. You have to lose eventually, don't you? 1-300-800-222. Grant from Greneth. Oh, yeah, that's it. Of course, Grant from Greneth. About Johnny Weissmuller and his 5 marriages. Tarzan was a swinger. Ah, boom, boom. That's very good. That's very good. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen. Line's free, by the way, if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
We're up to question 14. Which astronaut flew 66 combat missions during the Korean War before joining the Apollo 11 mission?
Well, it's a choice of two, really. I'm not sure which one to take. I'll just say Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin is correct.
13 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 60 seconds. Lights on, down 2.5. Forward, forward. 40 feet, down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Oh, wow. It does seem incredible to think that it happened, doesn't it, really? Well, it's going to happen again, apparently, in the next few years. Question 15, we're up to 11 to go. Karen, what do you want to do? Stay with space, or you can move to Oh Captain, My Captain, or the Greek Islands?
Okay, I'll stay with space.
Staying with space exploration. Which country launched its first space satellite on the 24th of April, 1970?
That be India?
Not India. Thank you, Karen. No, not India. In Lura, in the Blue Mountains, Bruce is on the line. G'day, Bruce.
G'day, Philip. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question 15 we're up to. Space exploration. Which country launched its first space satellite on the 24th of April, 1970?
Mate, it's going to have to be a total guess. Australia.
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit odd.
No, we didn't. We launched one. Yeah, it was much later, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Australia. Cameron in Cherrybrook says, Phil, if you'd said Captain Hastings, I'm going to make him an offer they can't refuse in a Belgian accent with a marshmallow in your mouth, imagine how confused we'd all be. John says, if Johnny Wise Mallard didn't marry Elizabeth Taylor, he's the only one. yeah. We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. Full stop. Thank you for the team song. Paul from Platinum says, by the way, yes, it was Buzz Aldrin was the answer to our question, but Neil Armstrong flew 78 missions over Korea for a total of 121 hours in the air. Okay. Nick from Darwood. G'day, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. We're in space exploration. We're up to question 15.
Fantastic.
Question 15. Which country launched its first space satellite on the 24th of April, 1970? It wasn't Australia. It wasn't India.
Well, Australia was going to be my guess. India was much later, I think. China?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's much earlier than I think everyone would think, but they did. In 1970, on the 24th of April.
They've been going gangbusters recently, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They say the big race to build a space base on the moon is between China and the United States.
Well, there you go.
Why we need to do this, given all the problems on Earth, I have no idea, but we shall... We shall see. Imagine.
It's all about the mining, Philip.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
How on earth are you going to mine anything on the moon and get it back here? Doesn't everything burn up when you bring it back here, Nick?
Yeah, sure it does. That's up to them to work out, not us.
That's up to them to work out. yeah. That is profoundly true. I agree with that. Marriages. Chris in the Southern Water says, Phil, former Falcon Crest actor Lorenzo Lamar has up until now been married 6 times, and his new current partner is Heather Locklear. Gee, you'd be a brave woman taking that on after 6, wouldn't you?
Heather Locklear was once married to Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, people have got to be married to someone. Well, they don't have to be married to someone, but, you know. If you want to get married, you've got to marry someone, I guess. Johnny Weissmuller mightn't have been a bad option, I suppose. I don't know.
Why not?
Why not? Question 16. 10 to go. We're in space exploration.
Right.
Staying?
Why not?
Yeah, in 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight? Which one?
In 1992, it wasn't Columbia. It wasn't that other one that had a mishap in the 80s. I don't know. Enterprise?
Not Enterprise.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Nick. See ya.
Cheers.
Bye. There are lines free, if you'd like. 1-300-800-222. Kathy from Mount Hawthorne says, hi, Phil. Just saying there was a great atmosphere at Perth Stadium tonight. I imagine there was. I've got to get organised to go have a, to go and to have to see a game there. I have not seen the new. I mean, I've seen the Perth Stadium, but I've never been to a game there. I would love to. China's going to the moon to monopolise the supply of mooncakes, says Adrian. Thank you. Lorenzo from Fulham Garden says, Phil, I've only been married once. Good on you, Lorenzo. And Morgan says, according to Wikipedia, Zsa Gabor was married 9 times. Is there a word for marriage addiction, says Lorella. Yes, I don't know. Cameron from South Perth. Hello, Cameron.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, I'm all right, yeah. 10 to go. Ten to go here. Question 16. In 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight?
Voyager 1.
Not Voyager 1. No, sorry. No, not Voyager 1. Alex from Albany. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Question 16, space exploration. In 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight?
I'm not sure. I'm having a guess. Apollo.
Not Apollo, no. Not Apollo, no. And says, we've been married for 50 years. That's pretty cool. A golden wedding anniversary. There'd be a few of those. 50 years, that's pretty amazing. Claudette from Seven Gums in WA. There's lines free, by the way, everyone. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Claudette.
Oh, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm very well, yeah. No, really well.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
No, Claudette, come on. You've asked me a straight question, and I normally wouldn't answer it, but this time I have.
Well, I didn't mean to challenge you in that regard. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I respect you way too much. And I would say Sputnik is an answer.
In 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight?
Oh, I misunderstood the question.
Hmm.
I thought you said satellite.
No.
Space shuttle.
1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight?
I've always been a fan of, obviously, I left the States 51 years ago as a citizen, but and one here, and very proud of that. I love being here and very proud of being in WA. I'm lucky. I know how lucky
Well, you've
I
lucked
are.
Out in several respects. What's your neck of the woods in the States, Claudette?
Janesville, Wisconsin, my hometown was 125 miles north of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Cold, snowy in winter, hey?
Oh, 6 months of snow, if you like it.
Yeah.
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 I don't do cold. in fact, my husband went outside to look at the sky if there was any stars or anything, just because I have a tendency to put too much wood on the fire.
Oh, nothing wrong with it.
It's not going yet. The top's not red, but I've had it red.
Good on you. Good on you. Good on you.
I know. But anybody in the neighborhood in Salmon Gums, I mean, there's only 60 of us or so. If they're cold, they know where to come.
On you, Claudette. Hey, someone from snowy climes gets to burn as much wood as they want. Now, tell me, space exploration. In 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight?
I can see it. I can see it on the side. Enterprise, I'm going to say, but it's not right.
It's not right, no. Thanks, Claudette. Keep warm.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Bye. Keep toasty warm. Neil from Preston's got a fun fact. He said, actually, Australia's first satellite was launched on November the 29th, 1967. And we also have the record for the oldest functioning satellite, as Oscar 7, AO7, was launched in 1974 and is still operating. Surely not. Is that right, Neil? Really? What is it? A communication satellite? Was it a weather satellite? Maybe it's a, is it a weather satellite or a something of that nature? Gee, that's an interesting, that is an interesting thing. Thank you, Harry in the Bay. Zsa Zsa Gabor said she was a great housekeeper. She'd marry a rich man, divorce him and keep the house. Boom, boom. I think we might have heard this one before. Where are we? Now, lining up Lucas from the Mornington. Hi, Lucas.
It was the shuttle Endeavour.
In 1992, which space shuttle made its maiden space flight? It was?
Endeavour.
T-minus 31 seconds.
Sequence start.
Endeavour's four redundant computers have primary control of critical vehicle functions for the remainder of the count. T-minus 10. We have a go for engine start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of the maiden voyage of Endeavour on a satellite rescue mission.
Hey, how about that?
There's no Captain Cook, though.
No, there wasn't. I don't know who invented the countdown for space launches, Lucas, but whoever did was a piece of genius, wasn't it?
Well, it adds to the theatrics of the
doesn't
whole
it? Thing. Doesn't it? Add to the theater. Yeah. I'm sure it's not technically necessary.
It goes off when it starts going up.
That's right. I mean, No one does that in the garage in the morning, do you? Like if you want to chuck your bags and your work kit in and you sit behind the wheel, you don't go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you do.
Oh, just let it warm up a bit. It'll be all right.
Question 17, space exploration. We've got one left there. Otherwise, you can move.
What were the other ones? What were we doing?
Oh, Captain, My Captain, or The Greek Islands.
Well, we'll stay with space, I think.
Last one in space. Vega 1 and Giotto were 1986 missions to study which celestial object?
I'm going to guess and say Vega.
Not Vega, no. Thanks, Lucas. Sorry, no, not Vega. Andrew from Smithton in Tassie. Hi, Andrew. Hello. G'day.
Yeah.
Hello. Andrew, we're in space exploration. Last one. Vega 1 and Giotto were 1986 missions to study which celestial object?
Well, I think it was Halley's Comet.
Correct, it was. It was 1986. Yes, the very disappointing Halley's Comet. Question.
Well, I saw it.
Yeah, so did I. So did I. I wouldn't. It wasn't. What did we say last night about Stonehenge? It wasn't exactly worth getting out of the car for, if you know what I mean.
No, it wasn't. It was a bit of a. But I was in year 6 in primary school then.
Oh,
so.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we? I told you about Neil from Preston saying.
I'm in Smithton.
Yeah.
I think you're in Melbourne, aren't you? Or
we're all over the joint, Andrew. Tell me, question number 18. With no more space exploration, so we've got Oh Captain, My Captain, or The Greek Islands?
Oh Captain, My Captain.
Oh Captain, My Captain. Question 18. Here's a fun question. By win percentage, who's the most successful test captain in cricket history?
By win percentage,
yeah. Who's the most successful test captain in cricket history?
Well, I'd like to say it's Bradman, but I don't think it is. I'm going to say Donald Bradman.
No, it's not the Don. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. No, it's not the Don. Graham from Karrinyup. G'day, Karen. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
What do you reckon?
I reckon Alan Border.
It's not Alan Border.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Graham. Good night to you, too. Kerry from Henley Beach in Adelaide.
Yeah, hi. I'm jumping home to get a Greek island. I was born on a Greek island.
You were born on a Greek island? Which one?
It's called Agios Astratios. It's a very small island, 10 k's by 7 k's.
Okay.
But you know, before we
How can you be born there, Kerry? Was there, were you born in the front yard or something?
Oh, no, in the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very good. Okay.
But you know, with the astronauts before, when they said so many missions, we never think, how many people did they kill, you know, with those bombs they dropped, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 18. By, oh, captain, my captain, by win percentage, what? Who was the most successful test captain in cricket history?
Maybe Warne.
Sorry?
Warne. Which one's the brothers? Not Mark Warne, the other one. Oh, gosh. Oh, I forget now. I'll just say Steve Waugh.
Steve Waugh is correct, yes.
Oh, there you go. I'm Blake Ireland.
Steve Waugh is the most successful test captain in cricket history. He had 41 wins, 9 losses for a win percentage of 71.9%, which is, if you think about it, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Janie in Hawthorne says, Phil, apparently the most legal marriages by one person is commonly cited to be held by Glyn Wolfe, also called Scotty Wolfe, who is credited with 29 monogamous marriages. He was a Baptist, what? He was a Baptist minister, heavens above. He lived from 1908 to 1997, and the Guinness Book of World Records has recognised him as having the most marriages by a man in the monogamous world. Gee, he must have been a very awful person to live with, Janie. You would think? Yes, okay. Question
number...
Well, you've got to meet someone in the Greek islands, Kerry. If you're living on a tiny island like you, I reckon there wouldn't be that many people to meet.
No, there wasn't. There's only 200 people left there now.
Okay. You ever go back?
I've been back 5 times, yeah.
Hey. Because your family's still got a house there?
Look, there's an earthquake 3 years after we left, and they demolished all the traditional old Greek village. They demolished and built all this shoebox shop down the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a bit of shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. Okay. That's a nice text. Jenny from Central Victoria says, I think some people are very narrow-minded about why people may get married a few times, with some exceptions, of course. I know many, including myself, have had 4 or 5 long-term relationships, 20 years, 13 years, 10 years. Some husbands and partners die. I've had 2 die. Others you just grow apart from. Good luck to those who've had a life partner, of course. But for those of us who haven't, we've still had fulfilling lives. Yes, Jenny, I'm fully on board with what you're saying. Now, Kerry, we're up to question 19. Oh, captain, my captain. Or you could move to the... But I suspect you might want to go to the Greek islands.
I hope I don't get any wrong.
Which member of royalty was born on the 10th of June 1921 on Corfu?
That's Philip.
Correct.
Prince Philip,
the Duke of Edinburgh, was born on Corfu. Phil the Greek, as he's known in the club. Question number 20, the Greek islands. Well, you're certainly going to stay here, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay. Kings of Mykonos is the title of the 2010 sequel to which Aussie movie?
Was it Wog Boy?
Yes, correct. Yeah, It was. It was the movie Wog Boy.
Wog Boy, Wog.
Well, if that's what they were going to call me, that's what I was going to be. I dedicated my life to becoming the best wog since Travolta.
A 69 Valiant Pacer.
You just hit a government car.
Did you say government car?
Oh, my leg, Steve.
I would touch you with a 10-foot pole.
You want me bad, baby. You want me bad.
I feel ecstasy.
Boy. Who am I supposed to be? Zorba Dundee.
It's sick, mate. Sick.
There you go, Kerry.
You're such a Kyriakos, my Greek name.
21, question 21, the Greek islands. That's where we're at. And we've got Kerry on the line from Henley Beach in Adelaide, who comes from a Greek island himself. He was born there. Question 21. By area, what is the largest Greek island?
That would be Crete.
Yep, correct. Crete. Nice work. Three on the trot here. Going well. Actually, no, four on the trot. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, you've had Phil the Greek, Bog Boy, Crete, and Steve Waugh.
This is my second time. The last time I ordered was about, it's all Greek to me, and I got the whole five.
Are you some sort of professional Greek or something, are you, Kerry?
it's quite a straightforward question so far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good on you. Hey, there's only four to go. One, two, three, four to go. You've already got four. Question number 22. Which billionaire owned the island of Scorpios from 1963 until his death in 1975?
Mr. Onassis.
Yes, Ari Onassis.
Ari Onassis, yes.
Aristotle Onassis. Nice work. All right, one left and you've got all of the Greek islands.
Yeah, well, here we go. It's the last one.
Which of the seven wonders of the ancient world was located on the island of Rhodes?
Oh, that was the Ilios. The sun god Ilios.
Not correct.
Well,
not correct.
I guess you got to give the English the word for it. Anyway, okay, no, thank you.
What's the English word for it?
Oh, gosh. Hang on a sec.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. We might come back to you, Kerry. We might come back to you and see where we're at with all of that.
The Mighty Challenge.
And Kerry was up on deck. He only had two questions left. Kerry, you were right. Yes. No apologies. We didn't say you were wrong. But you're right. Helios is often known as the Colossus of Rhodes, which is what we wanted.
But also, I racked my brain. I remember the Rhodes Club down the road is called the Colossus. Ah, that's it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So. That's what I would have said.
No, you're right. When you said that, I thought, I think that's right, actually, but we're up against the news bulletin, so we just had to check it, but you're right. So that gives you six in a row, and you're up to question 24, which means there are only two left here, Kerry.
Well, here we go.
Here we go. Did you win last time? When you cleaned up on the Greek questions last time, Kerry, did you win?
No, it was in the beginning. It was like the 10th question, something like that.
Oh, okay. Ah, well, here's your chance. First person from your island ever to win a magnet.
Yeah.
Question. Where did you come out here?
We came in 65.
Oh, okay.
I was a shepherd boy there.
Of course you were. Of course you were.
Fisherman.
I was going to say, it wouldn't have been much call from motor mechanics or anyone to mention, would there?
There was no cars there.
I know. No cars.
No bikes, no cars, no.
Kerry was born on a little Greek island called, what was it again?
Eos Stratios. It's the only island of two names, actually.
Eos Stratios.
Eos is saint. Stratios is
Stratios. Okay, the saint.
Yeah.
Which sea are you in?
The Aegean, sort of further up north, near Limnos. Limnos is near the Dardanelles. They use it as a hospital for the Gallipoli. Around that time.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Anyway, he was born there. How many people did you say there were on the island? Only 700.
200 left now.
200 left now. Okay. So you wouldn't have had, there wouldn't be much call for shepherd boys when you came out into Adelaide.
No. I just came to this modern world with cars. And I said, when we're first in the road, I said, Dad, the roads are black. I've never seen a bitumen road before. And your donkey tracks. my dad said, he never got his license. The workmate said, why come and get a license, Harry? He said, look, the best road to be is the one you step and donkey to, you know.
How old were you when you got out here, Kerry?
I was 9, yeah.
9 years old, okay. Gee, that must have been some culture shock, eh?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wow.
Big time.
You've been in Adelaide the whole time?
Yeah, I did a bit of, in the West Australian mind for a year.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. What a life, eh? What a life. All right, question 24. Oh, Captain, my Captain. There's two questions left in this category, all right?
Okay, good.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. Which, oh, hang on, there's a connection here. This is not by design, I can tell you. Which Louis de Bernier novel is set on the Greek island of Cephalonia? Which Louis de Bernier?
Captain Corelli's Mandoline.
Correct, yes, very good. Captain.
You got a brain fog and it's comfy.
Gee whiz, he's not bad, is he? He's not bad. That means we're up to question 25. Hey.
Here we go. Are you kidding me? Said I've been this for the last 25 years.
Kerry from Henley Beach, formerly from Eostratos. Eostratos.
Yes.
Question 25. In the Australian Army, we're in a category called Oh Captain, My Captain. In the Australian Army, how many pips are there on a captain's rank insignia?
Oh, I'll say three. Are you kidding me?
Kerry.
Wow.
Wow.
I've been listening to you guys for years and I've never had the thing to ring up. The second time I rang up.
It's only the second time. Good on you. That is eight. You've scored eight on the trot. I mean,
you're kidding me.
Yeah, I know. If you'd started a bit earlier, you might have got the black bagged it as well.
Oh, I doubt it. But, you know, but I think, basically, listen to Delroy in that years. You know,
oh, yeah.
I never rang up.
Oh, you should give it. Well, you can now. you're a member of a very special club now, Kerry. You're the winner of the Magnet.
Eight. Wow.
That's great. You got kids, Kerry?
I've got two boys, yeah.
Yeah, of that you're taking them back to the island?
I did, yeah, when they were about 10 years old. I loved it there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You took them back when they were 10, said, look, hang on, when I was your age.
10 and 9. Oh, yeah. It was maybe 14 and 12, something like that. But,
okay.
Yeah, they loved that because at the end, all the kids were leaving, all the kids, the local kids, you know, goodbye, they're waving us off of the boat. Goodbye, buddy, go to goodbye, honey. actually, my son's got the Eat Club, which is doing really well at the moment. They even got an ad on TV now.
Hang on, say that again?
He's got an app called Eat Club.
Oh, yeah.
I got about 2 million people on it now.
They're taking to England.
And they've just got an ad on TV now.
Hey. you might have made a go of things here by the sound of it, Kerry.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Good.
Oh, tradie. Good. Anyway, good.
Good on you. Good. Hang on. Where did you learn your trade? So you learned your trade in Adelaide after you left school, did you?
Yeah, of course.
What did you train? What did you train as? What was it?
I was a maintenance fitter. You're a fitter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I retired now.
Retired. Good on you. Like all good retired Greeks, you can sit on the back porch, Kerry.
Yep. I'm near the beach. I go and play Greek music on a jet with my mate's got a bouzouki and I got a drum. We play Greek music during the summer.
Turn that bloody bouzouki off.
Yeah. People love it. People dance. People come past.
Of course they do.
Yeah, of course they do.
Great stuff. Look at the fabric of Australian life. Good on you, Kerry. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Well done.
Not your mate, but I'll put you on hold. There you go. That's part of Australia too, hey? What a great story. 1-300-800-222. That is the number for the Mighty Chance. Thanks to everyone who had a crack at it tonight as well. What a good story. Lots of people saying, well done, Kerry. Terry the Greek. Kerry the Greek. Woohoo. Thanks, Janine. Well done to Kerry's Nightlife Greek God. Paul from Plainlands. Yeah. Congratulations, Kerry. What a delight, says Sharon. Yeah, no, indeed. There's a million stories in Australia, aren't there? And there are plenty of great stories about people who've come here and made a life. But that was a pretty cool one.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.